producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, and boy, Justin Duckham joins us right at the top from Talk Radio News. He was in Ferguson, Missouri this past weekend. Justin, first of all, just set the scene for us. What was it like? We heard about tear gas and rubber bullets and all kinds of things. What did you see?
Well, it was a very intense scene, to say the least. And when people are comparing it to a war zone, you know, it's pretty accurate when it gets late at night. From some people who I've been talking to who had covered legitimate ones and who have covered riots like this, this is something that they have agreed there's never really been anything comparable to it in the U.S. So, yes, I did see SWAT trucks moving in. I was shot at with rubber bullets. Luckily, none of them hit me. And I ultimately was tear gassed on the night of the curfew, which I can assure you was no picnic, to say the least.
Yeah, tear gassed. Describe that feeling.
Well, it's basically a huge burning feeling. My eyes were pretty much out of commission for a good day and a half. You know, I already have pretty bad eyesight, and this just made it worse. Luckily, I was with a slightly more sophisticated and, reporter who had been around the block a few times, who had covered situations like these, and he gave me some advice right before the tear gas canisters fell. He told me to put on a gas mask if I have one. Unfortunately, I did not plan that far ahead. And then he advised me to cover up my mouth and my nose with whatever I could get my hands on. I had a black plastic trash bag in my back pocket, so I was able to use that to cover my mouth and nose. So my eyes burst immediately. My face felt like it was on fire. I immediately kind of hightailed it out of there and then sought shelter behind a building. But some people who I was next to had it a lot worse than me because they're a little bit closer and didn't have as much of a heads up as I did. And they were, puking violently. And one kind of visual I probably won't be forgetting for a while is one of them screaming, dropping to his knees, and splashing his eyes with stagnant, muddy water and utter desperation.
Wow. Oh, that's awful. So were there a lot of people in the midst of this right before you got tear gassed? Were you surrounded by all kinds of different people?
Well, the situation when I was in, it was Friday night, and we all honestly did not believe there was going to be a gassing that night, solely because it was only probably about 40 to 50 people tops. These were largely peaceful demonstrators. Nobody had done anything violent until the tear gas fell. But according to Captain Ron Johnson, the captain of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, he explained to us that apparently just yards away from us, there were gunmen in a restaurant, a boarded up barbecue joint that had taken it over and were also on the roof that we were unaware of. So he said that they were not planning on using tear gas initially to break the curfew, but they needed to do so in order to get us away so they could perform a SWAT operation on that restaurant. But, at the time, none of us knew that, so we just kind of took it as a typical sign of an over, heavy-handed police force. And, it was a sensation that I hopefully will not experience again anytime soon.
Wow. Sorry that happened to you. Can't believe it. So as far as other conversations you had with people, what was the feeling that you came away with?
Pretty much that these are people who are absolutely outraged about what happened. The anger is absolutely palpable. There's a feeling that they've been ignored for quite some time. And I even spoke to some of the more radical and more violent people. And essentially, these are kids who, come from pretty bad situations as it is. The death of a teenager and the apparent justification of it from a police force has just kind of made that all the more apparent to them. And they are operating in the sense that they have really nothing else to lose. The night when we were gassed, shortly after the gas fell, we turned around the corner and we saw about three of these, real young kids, like a young, just black kids, taking off their shirts, lying down on the ground in front of the gas and yelling that they were ready to die. Whether or not they were really ready to die, I can't say, but it was certainly an indication that they feel like they have nothing else to lose and they're not afraid of the notion of arrest since, that's been something that's been drilled into them for quite some time.
Yeah, and you were there Friday, too, as you said, over the weekend, and that's when they released the name of the officer. Did you think that that got the crowd more excitable or more frustrated by what was happening there?
You know what? When they released the name of the officer, I expected that to be sort of the new rallying cry. But honestly, I hardly heard his name the entire time I was there. What really irked people on Friday night and really turned it, the scene from, you know, being a scene of celebration where people were sort of riding up and down this 0.3-mile strip, hanging out of cars, cheering, chanting, singing, was the revelation of the security camera footage from the market wherein Michael Brown was accused of, you know, strong-arm stealing a couple of cheap cigars. That was something that they felt absolutely outraged by. They had already been in days of just nonstop stress and anger. You know, what happened after that was basically just kind of a sense of paranoia. And basically, I'm not criticizing for it. I understand it. But I heard from people who seemed otherwise level-headed just bizarre theories about how they figured that this footage must have been doctored. People were saying they understood technology. They know that you can make a picture look like anything. And they were just pretty much demonstrating that they were not really ready to believe anything that the police said. And then when it came out that the officer who stopped Michael Brown did not know that it was that he was a robbery suspect, that just made the situation worse. And I think ultimately led to the violence that we saw break out in the early mornings in the early morning of Saturday.
Is this so, Justin, is your feeling that this is going to continue, or who knows by what you saw on the ground?
You know, we know there are some people on the ground right now who are trying to push for a ceasefire. I think right now, unless if there are some serious changes, I think that we're going to see more nights like this. There are some very radical actors, and it's showed that you don't really need that many people in order to generate a heavy police response. The night I was out there, there was 40 people tops. That generated the entire sort of tear gas, you know, assault weapons, beanbag guns and all that stuff. And that was just for 40 people. So just a number of bad actors or just a number of peaceful protesters somewhere where they're not supposed to be can, you know, generate fireworks. And then unless that changes, I don't think we're going to see any shift over there.
Wow. Justin Duckham out of Washington, D.C., thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
And, of course, the latest is there have been more protests, and it is insane in Ferguson. Stun grenades, tear gas, another tense standoff once again to kick the week off. So you have police that've got riot gear. It's the familiar scene in Ferguson. All of this goes back to the protests over Michael Brown shooting death. And nothing seems to be contained there whatsoever. There is a massive pushback despite the curfew, despite the crowds, the live coverage, all of the things that Justin just described that happened to him are happening to a lot of innocent people that are caught in the middle of this, in the middle of those daily protests when it strikes a certain hour in the evening. Things get absolutely insane. Is the president doing enough? We'll hear what he has to say next here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I understand the passions and the anger that arise over the death of Michael Brown. Giving into that anger by looting or carrying guns and even attacking the police only serves to raise tensions and stir chaos. We've got to make sure that we are able to distinguish between peaceful protesters who may have some legitimate grievances and maybe long-standing grievances and those who are using this tragic death as an excuse to engage in criminal behavior.
That's the press talking about Ferguson. The Missouri governor describes the National Guard's limited mission because some people were rattled when he decided to bring in the National Guard, feeling like, wow, this is really a clampdown. Curfews, National Guard, what's next? Police in the Ferguson area say, yeah, hey, look, like all over the country, by the way, for everyone who's saying that we're all of a sudden militarized, look at the equipment we have. It's the equipment that they have in your backyard. And here's the thing. What is being given as the reason for the National Guard is you have fatigued, overworked, at their wits' ends, police officers who there are there too many shifts, day, night, all of that, and it's too much. And then State Patrol officers who came in from other places and are staying in hotels, they're working, they're fatigued. So one of the reasons for the National Guard that's given anyway is, hey, let's roll these guys in here because that is fresh. Those are fresh people coming in so they can look around, pay attention. Not that everybody else wasn't doing that, but they're at their exhaustion point. And the guard is going to assist the head of the state highway patrol in doing whatever they can to kind of restore order to the community. I mean, what is order in Ferguson? That's like something they used to have. It's just that bad. You just know it hits a certain point, and there's going to be these attacks. How many people will be arrested, and unfortunately, how many times does this have to happen? So police are just furious that protesters released, you know, are infuriated protesters, as Justin Duckham said to us, by releasing that video that they say shows Michael Brown involved in a convenience store robbery, even though the police themselves have said it doesn't relate to the officer, Darren Wilson, having stopped Brown as he was walking down the street, that it had nothing to do with that. So by bringing in the National Guard, what does that say? Get out of the way, cops. Get out of the way, state patrollers, because you can't handle this, so we're in here to help you. Or we know you're fatigued. This is round-the-clock nonsense, so we got to do something different. We got to shake it up in a different direction, give you some rest, and all of us can coordinate. So he wasn't stopped, Michael Brown. This is what they're saying, because he was a suspected robber of a convenience store, but because he was walking down the middle of the street blocking traffic. I mean, that's the other part of this. They're saying, hey, blocking traffic, that's what's happening. So the turmoil in this town, when you think of how unsettling it is, okay, yes, there's been tension there before. Yes, there have been problems there before. Yes, there's problems with drugs. There's problems with massive, massive, massive sort of inner city lifestyle, if you will, that is overwhelmingly decaying the town in some areas. But, I mean, this is a whole different ballgame. So at what point do we go to the nuclear option? And what is the nuclear option in this case? You know, if you're the president of the United States, and you heard what Obama had to say there, and you see this tension, you see the riot gear, you see the tanks, you see the gas masks, you listen to what people are saying that are just reporting on it, for goodness sake. And then you hear what was said, and at some point, do you get a little tougher with the language? You know, do you really throw down the gauntlet and say, you know, you can't do this? This is a democracy. We have freedom of speech. We have the best of the best, supposedly. So, yeah, you can protest. You can scream your lungs out. You can walk around with posters and have vigils and all that kind of stuff. But now you start to get violent, and you start to tear up people's property, and you start to loot, and you just start to throw things at the cops every day, Molotov cocktails. You're destroying our community, so we don't have any respect for you anymore. And the stores are still being looted. They really are. So this is not exaggeration. And at what point also will there be something else that turns really ugly, and there'll be some people who are wounded and don't get back up again, if you understand my drift? And that's all it takes, is someone to really start to shoot, to ricochet bullets somewhere, something terrible to happen. You know, time to really condemn this violence. Clearly, the people in the city that are violent are wrong no matter what. Forget the Michael Brown aspect of this. This is an excuse to act like animals and ruin other people's lives. That's not great for 5-year-old kids to see. They hear people ranting and raving and saying how unfair it is. So then, absolutely, you want to protest, you want to have a vigil, you want to go to church and say, we're outraged, whatever it is. But then to turn it into what it's turned into does nothing to help Ferguson, does nothing to end the problems there. And certainly, if somebody really is saying, in the name of Michael Brown, if the community is saying, oh, he was wronged and we're honoring him. They are dishonoring him. Come on. And while all of this unfolds, it's tough in some ways to point fingers because we still don't know all the details, as we clearly, many of you have called and have said, expressed here on America Tonight, that it's easy to do that. It's easy to start to label and really slam certain situations. But at the same time, there's still more facts being pieced together. So let's hear the whole thing. I want to hear the whole thing. Lawyers, by the way, if you just flip this on and hadn't heard this over the weekend, lawyers for the Brown family say the autopsy pretty much backs what the witnesses are saying. But pathologists are holding off on whatever their conclusion is at this point. And then you have other accusations. While the Missouri governor sends in the National Guard, you have Al Jazeera, a cameraman, saying that police are targeting media in Ferguson. They're purposely looking for media, trolling for media. So some of the reports that are coming out of here, you got a question. What's fact? What's fiction? What's absolutely ridiculous? And what's not being said? Do you get the feeling that there's some things that aren't being said and some of this is ridiculously incorrect? I mean, what is the truth? Well, the truth is we know an 18-year-old was shot. The truth is we know a community made up of primarily African-Americans are fuming over this because unarmed, unarmed, unarmed is the first word you kept hearing over and over again. Then the police officer's name is released almost a week later. Well, you know, one day shy of that. And once people start to hear the name Darren Wilson, they wonder why wasn't his name released before, and it caused more problems in Ferguson. And the pattern that this is taking is interesting, isn't it? I mean, it's a familiar theme that we keep hearing about. I think that sometimes it's foisted down our throats. Now, let's get the facts. Whoever said that facts get in the way of a good story? Certainly that wouldn't apply to some of the things that we have experienced coming out of Ferguson, Missouri. So you had police that started off the week handcuffing reporters from the Washington Post and the Huffington Post for not leaving McDonald's quickly enough. They were roughed up in the process. So some officers a little on edge because of some of the stuff that's happening and unfolding in Ferguson. So is the president tough enough? Is it time to lay down the gauntlet? Too much unrest in Ferguson. Too much of a mystery of what could possibly happen going forward. Throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Once again, the protest in Ferguson, Missouri, anything but peaceful in the evening. Lots of tear gas, and an interesting thing. Talking in the break, as we often do, producer extraordinaire Matt Johnson and I, he brought up an interesting point to me, which is true, and I guess I didn't really think about this, but the Geneva Convention bans tear gas in international warfare. Police departments in the United States, you know, and elsewhere, have turned to chemical weapons as a means of getting rid of a crowd, right? But tear gas, what it does to the body, and listening to what Justin was saying, and what was happening to the crowd, and he was in the middle of that, it's crazy what happens. Now, on the other side of it, of course, if right in front of your face you have looting, you have fire being set to buildings, firing of guns and Molotov cocktails, you have to have some answer for this. You have to have some way to stop the violence. And what is the way to stop the violence? So are the police tactics and what they're doing to disperse the crowd, has that led to further chaos? Is this the only thing that they can do? What do you do? I mean, how do you crack down on this? And I think, to me, the president's response needs to be as forceful as possible. I mean, he's the leader of the free world. More importantly, here in the United States, he's the president. And there is some sway in that. There is some sway in that. I think that the message from the White House has to be, we don't tolerate this. We don't tolerate it. So the Missouri governor, what does he do? He declares a state of emergency, sets a curfew from midnight to 5 a.m., but it still continues. And then later he nixes the curfew altogether because it's not working. You have an 8-year-old hit with tear gas in Ferguson. So protests are continuing. Questions swirl around after the Michael Brown shooting. And this does not seem to be, the trend is, it doesn't seem to be stopping at all. Getting worse, if anything. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. And I'll say this, this is how we roll in America tonight. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, are tired of labels, don't even want a label, or you claim whatever you claim. The bottom line is it's about the conversation. So if you disagree with some of the things that you're hearing, some of the media coverage, some of the way it's being handled, whatever, absolutely join in the conversation. Or send me an email. You can still do it that way. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. All right, let's go to Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. I've been standing on the outside watching in on all of this. I don't know if it's made the news there yet, but the third autopsy's toxicology report showed that young Mr. Brown was under the influence of cannabis.
It did make the rounds that he had marijuana in his system. But here's the thing about that. So if we label him as a pot smoking bad boy, bull of a guy, possibly the, you see on the videotape, he's the guy that's involved in the robbery, still would, if it's not justified, because just look at it from this point of view, Jack, for a second. If it's not justified because that's something prior, that's to character, or you're looking at it that way, still, would you want somebody just to be able to fire bullets into your kid? And I know the answer to that is going to be no.
No, but on the other hand, it would that sort of inebriation and being confronted by a police officer who may or may not have been responding to the hold-up call, would have would bear relevance to the actions that then took place, ending in the tragedy that's gone on. Now, moving on to the riot side of things. Now, you know me. I'm a hardcore right-winger all the way through and through, and
right.
I believe in a person's freedom of speech. But there are limits to the freedom of speech. I mean, you can't stand up in the middle of a crowded picture theater and scream out fire or bomb or what have you, and have that protected by First Amendment rights. Nor can you advocate violence or advocate the commission of a crime. They
yeah.
are not protected by the First Amendment.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, here's the thing. Now, this needs to be now turned on to the organizers of these protests. The police should be saying to them, you have a First Amendment right to stand there and express your opinion in a peaceful manner. The moment it gets violent, you either push those people that are inciting the violence out so we can arrest them and you can continue your peaceful protest, or we'll start arresting you. Because you are shielding someone that's actively in the commission of a crime. Now, if they put that sort of restriction on the organizers, it allows them to exercise freely their First Amendment rights, but it puts the responsibility on the organizers to keep the protests peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that seems to me a simple step that would help bring things back into balance. I think all
yeah.
protests should be run with that sort of restriction on there. Now, as far as the police turning up with assault weapons and so on, that was heavy-handed. I mean, there are non-lethal alternatives they could have used. I mean, many prisons now are using paintball guns with a modified paintball that has OC pepper in it. Why did they not rock up with that sort of equipment? I mean, it's simple enough. It can be directed. I mean, there's an option that has not only the pepper in it to disable the person, but a dye marker in it as well. And at the sort of ranges we're talking about, they're accurate enough to target a troublemaker, someone who's about to throw that a stone or an object towards law enforcement, and they can incapacitate him, mark him, go in, arrest him, and so on, and the rest of the people can continue on with their protest.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea. I love it. That's a brilliant idea. Instead, what we're hearing is, you probably heard this about the thing that's been floating around for what do you do when you have full-scale riots. They've got army techniques. They have a document that's floating around how to handle civil disturbances. I mean, it's apparently been out there now for a while, since the spring, but there's details on techniques to use in the United States if you have unruly and violent crowds, and how do you quell the riots and get public order back. And I think the lethal response is crazy against unarmed civilians, the sniper response, all that kind of stuff. So I think this should be thrown out. I agree with you. Let's do the paintball thing. That would be the thing to do. Mark the people then. Hit the people with the paintball, pull them out, and that's it.
Well, look, the training for civil disobedience has been in the military for a while. I mean, I even had to go through that sort of training when I was in the Army, and I've been out now for almost 20 years. So, that sort of training goes on, as is training with tear gas. And please pass on to Justin Duckham. Tell his wife, or if he does his own laundry, do not wash his clothes in hot water. He will gas the house out. My first wife did not listen to my advice and suffered the consequences. Cold water.
And to get it out.
That is something for anyone that comes into all of this as well. The CS, the chemical, it's got a very long name. It's like 40 letters long, but it's usually broken down into CS, which is CST gas. It binds with the water molecule. That's why it affects the mucous membranes of the eyes, the nose, and the throat. It is incredibly painful. It is like having glass shards in your eyes. It is incredibly painful, and it does have health ramifications. I mean, when I was in the Army, we used to train with it at least once a week, or at its lowest every other week. And having to breathe that in for I was in the Army for almost 10 years. It does have a cumulative effect. There was a legal case back in Australia where members of the Special Air Service Regiment, which, as you know, I was a member of, were involved in a class action against the government for health-related issues because of enlarged hearts that were linked back to long-term high exposure to CST gas. Having an 8-year-old exposed to riot levels of tear gas is just, first of all, what was an 8-year-old doing out on the streets in a riot?
Right.
At all. But again, at that time of night, it's absolutely outrageous that an 8-year-old would be out in that environment. I wouldn't let my 18-year-old out in that environment.
I agree. That's not the place to be. Jack, thanks. That's not the place to be on the streets. And that, when it comes down to it, that's part of it. I mean, the protests really during the day, the vigils, all that kind of stuff. But at some point then, you know what? If it's all the crazy and nuttiness that's happening at night, then it's time to stay home. Who wants to get tear gas? Who wants people to be throwing rocks even in your direction? More to come. Hang with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin.
All right, we're whipping around those final couple of corners here for this hour of America Tonight. Last chance for this hour, anyway, to jump in on the conversation. Ferguson, Missouri, and what to do, what to do. At this point, we're over a week into this. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Plus, the Islamic State has a message for the United States. Wait till you hear it. Go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Not top of the evening to you, Katie. Have you tried any Two Gingers whiskey lately?
That actually sounds pretty good right now.
it was recommended to me by your programmer there, Matt.
Oh, yeah. He knows his whiskey maybe better than I do, so I'd go with what he says.
This is from there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to try it. Okay. Good on you, Jack. Good report there. Now, I found out a few things today. One, the Justice Department held up that video from being released by the police at the very outset. They wanted to release it, and the Justice Department said, oh, no, we want that held. Well, they held it until the news media wanted that video. And finally, after every news media in the nation put in their 2 cents on it, the Justice Department, well, okay, you can go ahead and release it. But that was who held it up. Obama's Justice Department under Eric Holder and Obama were responsible for that not getting out to the people. Two, it was discovered that the culture there in Ferguson, what is it?
Yeah, Ferguson.
Ferguson. Mm-hmm. They have a little thing called blunt. That's where you hollow out a Swisher Sweet, and that's what Michael Brown stole from the Korean vendor at the little store was an entire box of Swisher Sweets to be turned into blunts. Now, mm-hmm. the officer did not know that Michael Brown had perpetrated this crime. He just getting the call when he slammed on the brakes after the altercation with Michael Brown, and it started. He did not have the information yet. But Michael Brown knew that he had just perpetrated a crime, and here is a cop. What are you going to do? Well, you go on the attack, and he did attack the officer. He slammed him in the face, tried to get his gun, got himself shot in the arm, took off running. Then he turned and returned to a bull rushed the police officer. The police officer, fearing for his life, a 300-pound black young strong American, already wounded, would not stop. He fired again. The kid would not stop. And he was in a bull rush, had his head down, had his arms going at him, and he fired 2 more shots and dropped him like a stone brick. Boom, down, gone. He was not shot in the back, not according to the news media bull reports that we heard earlier, the first star of this program. He was shot in the same position of being in a bull rush, and that's how the 2 bullets hit him in the head. So that's the new information. One more thing. When you are perpetrating these riots and stealing other people's property, it is lawful for them to declare martial law, bring in the National Guard, and tell these people, anybody caught in the act of looting will be shot dead on sight. Put that word out through the megaphones, through the radio, through the television. Put the curfew in effect, and guess what? Your riots are over. Now, look, I feel sorry for the fact that the young man lost his life, but he was in the wrong using those tactics of strong-arming that Korean vendor of the liquor store. He was wrong in his back routines of what is he laid out for us for his back record of not being a sweet little kind gentle guy. He was a thug. And this crap is going to stop one way or another. I'm tired of listening to their poor little grievances. They got grievances? Fine. Take it to the courts, not the streets.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. Take it to the courts, not the streets. That's the best line in there. Dan, instead of the streets and at night, during the day when it's peaceful, then it's fine because there's no problem during the day. But here's the thing. The problem is, and Izzy was right, he definitely had a jacket. He definitely had some things that he had done. But the problem with that is then we can't, and you know this, I mean, we can, because it is all about opinion after all, right? And we all have them. But the problem is, That wouldn't hold up in a court of law unless that was part of the reason why the police officer was doing that. So what, and Dan's right in this part, the Ferguson police officer that we've been talking about said, hey, I was attacked. Darren Wilson says, listen, that's what happened. He attacked me. He grabbed for my gun. I mean, that's it. That's what happened. That's my account. He was attacked first. He grabbed for the gun. And then that's what Wilson did. That's how he responded. And this has, you know, led to this whole week-long riots plus in that city now. So you presume innocence for Darren Wilson, but we don't know yet at this point what's going to happen here. Then you have people like Jesse Jackson saying, hey, listen, absolutely no reason for the officer to shoot him. And then you have a pathologist saying, one pathologist saying, oh, he may have raised his hands, but another saying, oh, there's no way that it shows that that's what happened. Are you surprised that in a poll, this Missouri shooting reaction has been pretty much divided along race and along party lines? And I don't think that's shocking at all as we watch as Ferguson burns at night, not during the day. There's people holding signs, knowledge is power, let's find out what's happening, how many shots did you need? You know, there are all kinds of different sayings on these signs. So this poll that was just done, it was a Pew Research poll, by the way, pretty much finds that the reactions are divided with Republicans and Democrats, blacks and whites, on how you see it. 80% of black people believe the shooting raises questions about racial relations. Only 18% think the case has received too much attention. Among the whites surveyed, 47% believe the racial aspects of the case are getting too much attention. 37% feel the case raises important racial questions. This is a Pew Research poll. Democrats, 68% believe the shooting raises important questions about race. 22% of Republicans agree. Trusting the police investigation, 76% of blacks say they do not. 52% of whites express some confidence in the police investigation. So isn't that interesting? Nearly twice as many blacks as whites believe the police response to the rioting was too forceful, 65% versus 33%. 43% of Republicans believe the police response was appropriate. 56% of Democrats say the police response was too severe. Interesting, isn't it? So clearly there is divide in this and divide on Darren Wilson too, as well. I'm going to leave you with this one thing from the quicksand in the Middle East as we see what's happening in our own country. The Islamic State, which is now what ISIS calls itself, I'll remind you of that, in Iraq, they have a message to America. They say, we will drown all of you in blood. I got this from Reuters earlier in the day. They released that statement. They've seized large parts, as we already know, of that country in Iraq. And they have drawn some of the airstrikes. They're absorbing them. This is since being occupied in 2011. The warning is clear that the United States, at the United States, it will attack Americans in any place if the raids hit its militants. Oh, my, oh, my. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.